man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day
long. Hey, folks.
I can catch catfish
from dusk till dawn. Here we are up in the Red River of the North in North Dakota. I'm James Kelso, bringing you the Trump phenomenon live. And it's really live tonight, folks. Donald Trump is right now speaking at the podium in the Nashville Municipal Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee. Here, I'll prove it. Listen up. Here he is. And I'll come back to my introduction. Here's the president.
David, I can't do it. Now, David was a great lawyer, great businessman, very successful, one of the most successful lawyers. He said, let me look into it. He calls me back 2 days later, says, sir, what? Sir, we can build the embassy for $150,000. Now you got to say.
So there he is. The man himself, Donald Trump, he's live right now. The crowd is going wild in the 10,000 seat capacity Nashville Municipal Auditorium. And we'll join the president here in just a moment, just to get our show started off with the biggest bang you can possibly start. This has happened so often on this show, is that Donald Trump apparently schedules his events around this particular program. And I'm just being facetious. I'm sorry. So here we go. Let's go back to the president. Later in the show, you can call in at our call-in number, our usual call-in number, 800-313-9443. And here we go. Let's listen to the president. I'll shut up.
In about 3 months. I said 3 months, as opposed to 20 years. So here's the deal. $1 billion, land we don't own, will take forever to get it open. It'll never open. And then in addition to all of the people will try and stop you, and that's $1 billion, as opposed to a better location for $400,000. I said, spend more, please. You know, sometimes something can cost so little, it's ridiculous, right? So we opened it. It is totally beautiful. The finest stones, the finest marbles, the best location. It's open. It opened in 4 months after we started building. We had the dedication ceremony.
This is the Jerusalem Embassy.
But amazing. That's government. By the way, I could tell you 100 stories like that. These stories are crazy. So instead of spending $1 billion and not having it for 20 years, we spent $400,000 and it opened up in a few months. Is that good? Is that a good story?
They love it.
And I think it probably is better. Somebody said, well, it won't be. I said, yeah, I think the big difference is probably better, okay? So, those are the stories. But in order to ensure the other big move, the Iranian regime never obtains nuclear weapons, I withdrew the United States from the horrible one-sided Iran nuclear deal 3 weeks ago.
Brad's loving it.
Instead of apologizing for America, which we always do, we are finally standing up for our great country.
Finally.
And that's why in November, we will reverse a trend. When you win the presidency, for some reason, you always end up losing the House, losing the Senate. It's like 90% of the time. Makes absolutely no sense. But I think what happens is you get complacent. You worked, all of you people in this room, some of you are friends of mine, some of you I recognize, but you work so hard in Tennessee, they're working hard all over the country, and you win. And now you sit back and you relax. That's the worst thing can happen. Because all of a sudden you have another election, And this election is a very important one. This is a really important election. So you have to get out. We need Marsha Blackburn to win. And it's going to be a very special time. So we'll deliver all of our citizens. We'll deliver all of our promises. Together, we will lift up our country. We'll lift up millions and millions of Americans from welfare to work, from dependence to independence, and from poverty to prosperity. And that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. Remember when I'd make a speech and I'd talk about African American and I'd say, highest crime rate, bad education. I'd go like 10 points. And they're always voting. African Americans vote for Democrats for the most part. You know, vast majority. They've been doing it for over 100 years. And I said, highest crime, bad education, bad this, bad that. And what did I say? What the hell do you have to lose? And now we have numbers coming out that are so fantastic for Hispanic, for African American. Thank you. Right? Right? And I fulfilled, but we have just started. We have just started. Because we're going to build new airports. We've become like a third world country. You look at our airports, you go to places like Saudi Arabia and other places, China. Go to some of these countries and you'll see things that you've never seen before. We used to be the leader. We're going to build new airports. We're going to build new highways. We're going to build new dams. We're going to build infrastructure. We just had approved recently. We're fixing up all of our airports. Billions of dollars.
Now, folks, I'm just going to turn the volume down just for a second. This is all extemporaneous. Donald Trump didn't even open his speech. He's got it in a leather folder there on the podium. He's just talking off the cuff. Classic Donald Trump.
With these big, beautiful hands. Look at these hands.
He's having fun.
Because we've got more capability. We've got more grit, and we've got a thing called American pride, and nobody has it like us.
That's true.
Loyal citizens like you, the people of Tennessee, helped build this country, and together, we are taking back our country. We're returning the power back to our great American patriots. This great state was forged through the sweat and courage of tough frontier men and strong frontier women who braved the elements and defied the dangers to carve out a home in the wilderness. Not easy. Generations of proud, patriotic Tennessee pioneers. These are incredible people. Your relatives who love their families, love their country, and love their God, made this beautiful state into their beloved home.
Boy, he's got this audience.
This is the state of country music, of Nashville legends. We love those legends. And of Memphis blues. It's the state of Andrew Jackson, a great president and a great general, by the way. It's the state of Davy Crockett and Sergeant York. And this November, this is the state where America's comeback will continue full speed ahead. We stand on the shoulders of American heroes who have tripped. We have beaten empires. We have tamed continents. We've triumphed over the worst evils in history. We have triumphed over evil like nobody's ever seen before. Our ancestors, they crossed the oceans. They blazed the trails. They climbed the mountains and created the modern world with their own two hands.
Created the modern world.
We're the nation that built the Empire State Building in less than 1 year. And the Golden Gate Bridge and the incredible Panama Canal, which we gave away. We won 2 world wars. We defeated communism and fascism. And we put a man on the face of the moon. And you see what's happening with NASA. See those rocket ships starting to go up again. A lot of jobs. A lot of great stuff happening with NASA. As long as we are proud of who we are and what we are fighting for, we will never, ever fail. Never fail.
Beautiful.
I say it, and I say it all the time. We are so respected again. I can't even tell you the degree to which people respect our country again. It's amazing. It's amazing. With your help, with your voice, and with your vote, we will win, win, win. We will achieve victory for our magnificent land, the land that we love, because we are Americans, and our hearts bleed red, white, and blue. We will never give in. We will never give up. And we will never stop fighting for our country, for our flag, and for our great, beautiful freedom. We are one people. We are one family and one glorious nation under God. Without a question, without a doubt, we will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you very much. God bless you. We love you. Thank you. God bless you.
Oh, man. Wow. They have to cut to music right there just for stupid copyright reasons. They got to cut to generic music. But wow. That's why you hear that funny music whenever Donald Trump ends a rally, as he just did. You hear that was on the Right Side Broadcasting Network. They have to play their own music, because if they play the house music that's being piped through the PA, it's a copyright violation for whoever song it is. So or could be. So they cut out to their own sound. Anyway, that explains why there's always that weird sound. Wow, that was fun. And that just ended. Let's see here. Turn the volume down. There we go. Just Donald Trump's remaining at the podium. He puts his... he's holding up his leather-bound speech, his prepared speech. He said, what is this, you know, $2,000 Moroccan leather? I never even opened it. And he's applauding back. Our president is applauding back to us, the people, standing at the podium there. The crowd, everybody's going wild. The place is packed. This is just, well, it's better, isn't it, than it was in the primaries. In the primaries, some of us actually doubted that President Trump could become President Trump. There was good reason to doubt that this impossible feat could be achieved. And here he is. He's our president. He's in his second year. He's looking great. He's going back. He's shaking hands with people behind him right now. What a man of energy. And you heard some great phrases there as he ended the speech. We created, here's another one of these classic Donald Trump images and phrases. We created the modern world. Well, you've never heard a president say that. We created the modern world. We write symphonies, he said. The other day in Annapolis at the Naval Academy commencement, he said, we have rediscovered our identity. Oh, come on. This is not, you're not allowed to say things like that. And he's shaking hands with people. I can't believe it. These lucky people, they're getting to shake hands with Donald Trump. Well, here we are. This is the Trump phenomenon live right here. And we can take your calls. We can talk about what's going on today. I'm just watching the crowd here. I mean, everybody's smiling. They're smiling so big it hurts. They're obviously these people who look just like you in our audience. Might as well be our. Oh, he just went behind the blue curtain. Ah, and he landed today at Nashville International Airport, BNA. That's where I'll be landing in just about 2 weeks. I'm going to fly out to Nashville. It's for the conference that we're going to hold there and half an hour west of Nashville. And if you want to get involved with that conference, you can call me at 701-317-5317. Not this second, please, right after the show or anytime thereafter. 701-317-5317. That's my phone number, and we'll I'll be giving that out to you for a long time. And that's a way you can talk directly to me. And I'm going to do some building with this show, with this radio show. I'm going to and with the concept behind this show, the Trump phenomenon. I know I've been hinting at this for some time, but we're on to something here, folks, with this show, what the Trump phenomenon really is and what it represents. And so I'm going to put together a website where all of us, we get it. We get it, what this man has done. And we can communicate with each other and talk about the show, talk about what we're doing with this show and getting the word out and expanding the Trump phenomenon, getting other folks enlisted. And Donald Trump did a heck of a job of that today, just concluded there at the Nashville Municipal Auditorium, where he is getting his wingmen into formation going into the 2018 election. Let me go to my, I've got my wingmen here in Austin, Texas, the fabulous engineers of the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I don't think I see any callers at this time. So if you want to, at 800-313-9443, you can call in and let's talk. I'm going to go up here and look at some of the news that's occurred in the last 24 hours and see if we can connect with that. And go to Andrew Breitbart's network that he created. One of the stories, I mean, this is, you can't make this stuff up. The dying mainstream media, and their numbers are dying. They are putting out the story that the Roseanne Barr story that and the collapse of her show over one tweet. One single tweet was all it took for the left to take what may have been the top show on television, to take it out. And they're blaming it now. It's all Trump. Everything is Trump. Every bad weather is Trump. If you bark your shin on the coffee table, that was Donald Trump that did that, ladies and gentlemen. And Roseanne Barr's, the end of her show, she was instigated by Donald Evil Trump. And nobody, none of the America's Patriots, were not buying that hogwash. Be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. Good times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say, I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Welcome
of
back.
Sick and tired of
this is the Trump phenomenon. I didn't give the date yet. This is 29th, 2018. Thanks for tuning in. Donald Trump just concluding another fabulous event of packed, sold, well, the tickets are free, but jam-packed 10,000-seat rally there in Nashville, Tennessee, as he gets the team fired up, Team Trump getting us fired up for 2018, increasing the stability of his majority in the House and in the Senate, and of course we look forward to that majority on the Supreme Court being beefed up as well. There's talk of Justice Kennedy possibly retiring. And Kennedy has been the swing vote, sometimes going left, sometimes going right. Be nice to get that particular seat on the Supreme Court always going right in that Antonin Scalia direction. So all of that coming up in the next short term. Speaking of maintaining the stability of the victory, look what's going on in Europe, the Trump phenomenon sweeping through Europe as well. In Italy, the Trump forces, let's call us that, the Italian version of the Trump forces, swept to victory in their recent parliamentary elections. But the deep state raises its ugly puss and defies the people of Italy, just as we are being defiled and defied here. So the president of Italy, who's a holdover from the former liberal left-wing pro-EU governments, he is refusing, he's barring, blocking the seating of the just elected Italian patriot government. And here's the head of the EU. Here's what he has to say. He's the deep state trying to destroy the Italian patriots. Italy's populist five-star movement has demanded European Union bosses defend democracy after Germany's EU commissioner appeared to threaten voters, telling them that the, quote, markets, in other words, he's using the money threat. We're going to crush your economy, you Italians. Don't you dare defy us, EU bureaucrats. We'll tank your economy. He said, markets will teach the Italians to vote for the right thing. Wow. Get rid of that guy. A member of the European Parliament and former UKIP leader, UKIP being the United Kingdom Independence Party leader, Nigel Farage, immediately intervened. He slammed Commissioner Gunther Oettinger's comments as, and I like what Nigel Farage says, disgusting bullying. That's, you got that right. Eurosceptic populists were the victors in Italy's recent election. And when they tried to form a government over the weekend, the Italian president, Mattarella, thwarted their efforts, making a second vote likely. This is what they're trying to do with Brexit in the United Kingdom. And why do we talk so much about all of these parallel experiences in these other, but our homelands? Italy's our homeland. Britain is our homeland. Germany, France, this is our home. These are our homelands. So it matters a hell of a lot how the revival of our people, of our spirit, how our cousins, our kinsmen cousins are doing in rediscovering their, which is also our, identity. Same thing's going on through all of our peoples. And it's a spontaneous thing, and it's being led by the best of our people. I want to kind of make a little point here. I've been hinting at things like this for a while. There are folks in the little tiny movement, of which I've been a participant for a number of decades, who think that that little tiny community of people is responsible for this revolution that's sweeping through our people. No, 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 wrong, wrong, wrong. Don't get your head so puffed up as that. No, this is happening spontaneously, and it's being led by people like Donald Trump, our best, our biggest achievers, our smartest people, our best leaders are the ones who are leading this in each European country. That's another question. That's another debate. I'll set that off to the side. What credit or discredit can we take in our little tiny movement for this huge thing that's happening? And we better be honest about this. You know, credit and discredit. Have we helped? Have we hurt? And going forward, I want to make sure certainly that this show only helps. And the part of that is the honesty about what's happened. Donald Trump got 63 million people voting him. We'll be right back after this. Gotta keep my eyes from the circling skies. Tongue tied and twisted, just an earthbound distance.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
We're back, folks. Thanks for joining us. And we're covering this story, the parallel story that's occurring in every European nation. In every European nation, there is a popular revolt occurring of our European, that's, meaning white, our Caucasian white European people are in open revolt against their own destruction, which in every one of our nations is being inflicted upon us by a self-selected cultural elite. Nothing elite about them, but a cultural clique, let's put it that way, who are social justice warriors, who are self-haters, really do not love our civilization as we do, and are seeking to destroy it. And this is happening spontaneously. It's not so in this little tiny nationalist, you might say, movement, which I've been a part for many decades of my life, I keep coming back to Yogi Berra. I've got to get some YouTube. I don't know what Yogi Berra sounded like. I'm going to have to find a YouTube of Yogi Berra speaking because I love his quote. I recently bought in a thrift shop, I bought a Bartlett's quotations just to see if it's true, that Yogi Berra did say, when you come to a fork in the road, take it. Well, we're at a fork in the road. And that this little movement that has been on the fringes of everything hasn't been effective at anything in its entire history. All of a sudden wakes up one morning in 2016 and finds out that a patriot is the president of the United States. And the fork in the road for us is we either look at what he did, study it, and learn how to win, or we can just blindly stumble forward with the dumb things we've been doing for decades that didn't work, that failed, that had zero appeal to our kinsmen, and we could just keep doing what we have been doing so unsuccessfully. And the reason I'm not going to have a stroke over that is that this larger movement, the Trump phenomenon, is rolling along without us. Just think about that for a moment. We didn't create it. We're not keeping it going. And it's going to keep rolling down the tracks no matter what we do. I know I'm being vague about who's that we and so on. So use your own creativity and so on. I'll kind of be more specific as time rolls on. But the general idea is that I'm not completely freaked out about anything we do in our little tiny movement, because the big movement has taken over. That's the origin of the success of this show. You know, when we latched onto the concept of the Trump phenomenon, we were hitching our wagon to a star. It's not that this show is so great or that my radio discourse is so brilliant. It's that this is the energy. This is the wave of the future. Donald Trump tapped into it. He's created it in part. He is tapped into it in part. It's a collaborative effort between Donald Trump and the millions of us patriots, like those 10,000 gathered today in Nashville, like the 63 million that gathered on Election Day, November 8th, 2016, like the how many 63 million plus who will gather again on Election Day of 2020 to reelect Donald Trump. The people who put the Hungarian Patriot government into power, and the Italian, and the Austrian, and the Swiss. The Patriots have been victorious in all those nations, and the Poles. Germany is still ruled by the social justice warriors, Angela Merkel and her crowd, like this guy who said, and I love what Nigel Farage said. He said, no, we're not going to have any of this disgusting bullying from people like Gunther Hermann Oettinger, born in 1953. And he is one of these clowns who call themselves a European commissioner. And that's actually how Europe is governed right now. It's governed by the European Commission, which is not answerable functionally. It's not answerable to any democracy or populist government. It's a dictatorial style bureaucratic government, which had just about completed its stranglehold on Europe when these popular movements broke out, threatening them. Now, the Italians, they want to do an exit from the EU, just as the Brits have done. The French want to do an exit. So do the Dutch and the Belgians. And then if we can put a fork in the European Union, this will be one of the really great achievements of the Trump revolution. Let's just take a peek here at some other great news that's going on. I put some stories at the top of my computer. Before we went on the air today, Marsha Blackburn, Representative Marsha Blackburn, you heard Donald Trump reference her. She's a Republican of Tennessee. She's running for a Senate seat in Tennessee. Must win. And she said that minors, children being smuggled through the U.S.-Mexican border, she says, are being used as pawns. In an interview, she said, they're being smuggled by illegal aliens posing as family units. These children are being used by pawns. They arrive, they have a name of an individual and a phone number, and they are to be released with this person. So these children smuggled across the border, get this, this is a detail I didn't know, did you? They have memorized the name of a person, which they tell to the immigration authorities, and they have a phone number that they've memorized. Can you imagine, like a 10-year-old with a memorized phone number? And that they are to be released to this person. The caregivers and caseworkers at the border will tell you that they, this is Marsha Blackburn speaking, they do not know whether the person they are releasing to is in the country legally. They don't know anything about this person. They don't know even if they are who they claim to be. That there is no, this is Marsha Blackburn, there is no proven way to check on them. You're depending on this person saying that they are who they are. Oh, lovely. She says, these children are being used as pawns. It's absolutely heartbreaking. President Trump, and the article here at Breitbart, President Trump is holding a rally in Nashville on Tuesday to campaign with Marsha Blackburn. The Congresswoman Blackburn told Breitbart that Trump is so popular in Tennessee that there were supporters camped outside the Nashville Municipal Auditorium all night to get a seat for the rally. People are already lined up, Blackburn said. They camped out yesterday. We are so excited to have President Trump back in Tennessee. He is very popular here. So that tells you something, folks. That tells you how big this revolution is and how spontaneous it is. Do you think all those people camped out outside that auditorium were organized by anybody? Do you think they're part of any little group that you or I may have been a part of in recent decades? No. These are just patriotic kinsmen who are fired up. And they were fired up by Donald Trump, and they were fired up by his speaking back to them their thoughts, which you just heard him do. He's listening to us and then saying back to us the things we've never had any politician say to us. And the little tiny movement that's been such a failure that I've been a part of for so long, one of the reasons it's been a failure is it never did that, never even tried to do that. There are people, ideologues basically within the movement, who have their own little pet project, their little pet thing, usually something that's very unpopular with the general public, and that's their thing. And they're going to ramble on and go on and on and drone on and on about their favorite little thing that's never taken off, never resonated with the people. And they're so used to being losers that they're resigned to that. They're just going to go down as losers. The idea of winning never was a part of the program. Donald Trump says, no, let's go to what the people want. Forget my little pet project, whatever Donald Trump may have, if I read up on something, whatever. No, let's go to what the people want. They want a border that's secured. They want their jobs. They want their families to be safe. You just heard him say that. He ended the speech. We will make America safe again. We will make America prosperous again. And together, we will make America, and then all together now, great again. That's what the people have wanted. He heard it, and that is what the Trump phenomenon is. It's exactly what it is. And it's rolling down the tracks, clickety-clack, on those railroad tracks at 80 miles an hour, and it's not going to slow or even pause for any little qualms that any of us, I'll just refer generically to whoever may have some thought, some quibble. That train is moving. And, well, let's go to a call here from Dr. Kelly in California. Dr. Kelly, I hear you're building a super train out there in California, and people don't want to pay for it because it's going to cost tens of billions of dollars, and it's never going to get finished.
Amen to that. I want to make American cars great again. I want to make this Father's Day great again, and I'm going to be rebuilding a carburetor on a 1961 Mercury Comet that I just paid off that was built in San Jose, California.
Wow. Well, you know, I don't want to disparage California because it's my home state. I grew up there. I love the great state of California, what it used to be, and we're going to get some part of California. We're going to get it back again. As Donald Trump just said, we're taking our country, and that includes California, back. But this bullet train that they're making in California now, I'm not that familiar with it, Dr. Kelly, but just if I think about it for a moment, this would just be a way for illegal aliens from L.A. to get to San Francisco real quickly and back again. I don't know what to
point. I think we just need to get rid of the train and get more bullets and more butter for California.
Yeah. Well, my goodness, you know, California has been ahead of the nation in many things through the decades, through the century, both good and bad. Some of the very best things about America were embodied in the state of California, and good ideas that appeared took root in California, then spread to the rest of the country. But, you know, the leadership also includes having the worst ideas, including a sanctuary cities, sanctuary counties, with the Governor Brown, a sanctuary state. This is absolutely crazy. And but Governor Brown of California, Jerry Brown, has met his match in Donald Trump. So those two will square off for the entirety of the Trump administration, or as long as Jerry Brown is still around. And who knows? You know, this is an open question, Dr. Kelly. How will we, in fact, as we salvage our nation, the mechanics of how we'll do it are still up in the air. Will we recover the entirety of the 50 states, every square inch of it? Will we move those portions of the invading population that we can move back to their rightful home countries? Will we move them back? This is an open question here, folks, because the magnitude of the invasion is so great. The Hungarian deputy prime minister talked about it on this show 2 days ago, where we are all throughout the whole European world. You know, and this is an amazing thing. When you find something that's this widespread, it's happening everywhere. You know, this is no accident. Australia has hundreds of thousands of people pouring in from places like Pakistan and Indonesia the Philippines, pouring into Australia. And of course, yes, that's right. Australia is an island. You can't get there except by swimming. Take a boat or an airplane. Yeah.
Maybe they'll make camel milk great again.
Yeah. So, you know, how could this be? And people have forgotten this. This was a wonderful aspect of Australian history. In 1901, when Australia secured its final independence from the British Empire and began their own self-governance, they kept the Queen on their coins and money and things like this, but this is fairly symbolic. But they the very first piece of legislation passed, you think you're dreaming, but no, this is true, was called the White Australia Policy. The White Australia Policy. That was the very first government act of the newly constituted Australian Parliament. And the first act of the newly installed Australian Prime Minister was to endorse and proclaim the White Australia Policy, which stated explicitly, Australia is a white nation. And they used the word white. There was no stigma on that. The word had not been poisoned. This is a white country. It always has been and intends to always so be. And that policy came right down almost to the present. We'll be right back talking about it.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When this war is over, it will be a better day.
We're back, folks. And as a closing thought, here on the Trump phenomenon, here with your host, James Kelso. Let me give you this is just something from our history that very few of us are aware of because the lamestream media and our lame academic educational bureaucracy, they've buried this down the memory hole. So the White Australia policy, I want to just talk about it just for a couple of seconds here, some cherry pick some items about it. It's emblematic of what was true throughout our white world in 1901, everywhere. This was not just something in the Australians did this. No, it wasn't just the surfers in Australia who did this. No, it was everywhere in the white world. They passed something called the Immigration Restriction Act of 1901, one of the very first pieces of legislation. The Prime Minister Edmund Barton instituted this, and his succeeding Prime Minister Deakin, Alfred Deakin, he did exactly the same thing. And these are different parties. Deakin made an interesting quote at this time as to why should we exclude, why should we restrict? That's the title, Immigration Restriction Act. He said, it is not the bad qualities, but the good qualities of these alien races that make them so dangerous to us. Think about that. Let that sink in. I've said that on this show. It is their inexhaustible energy, their power of applying themselves to new tasks, their endurance and low standard of living that make them such competitors. So I've made that point here that I hope that the alien populations that have invaded our country, I don't want them to learn English. I don't want them to dress up like us. I don't want them to go to our churches and be as much like us as they can. That's the idea of assimilation. No, they are. And then also, which are the most dangerous invaders? How about Chinese whose IQs are as high as ours? Chinese who can do as well in a physics department at Berkeley as we can. They're a real threat. They can really take over our world. And look at the... Let me find maybe another quote here. That came from this era, of the Immigration Restriction Act of 1901. The term White Australia Policy, soon after Australia became a federation, that is, it became independent, the government of Edmund Barton passed the Immigration Restriction Act of 1901. Anyway, this was going on throughout the European world. It was happening here. We had the Chinese Exclusion Act in California. Speaking of California, passed the Chinese Exclusion Act saying you may not import Chinese into this country. Well, we'll leave on that thought. We'll see what the reaction to Donald Trump's Nashville event today was. Tomorrow, we'll look at the reaction tomorrow. See you then.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.